devil's advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, we'll take your calls right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to clarify Rebecca Clayfish. She is the, former lieutenant governor, Republican, running for governor currently. And unlike Tim Michael, she claims she currently now believes that same-sex marriage should be a right and that women should have the right to contraception. Now, her and Joel have two daughters. I would hope for their own daughter's sake that they would want access to contraception. But she didn't always take that attitude. Way back in 2010, she went on a Christian radio show. And we've quoted for you a couple times here, folks. But Rebecca Clayfish effectively analogized same-sex marriage, or more accurately, domestic partnerships at the time, to bestiality, you know, marrying a dog. And I think Fancy's dropped that a couple times, but the person who probably objected most to that sentiment way back in 2010, so this was 12 years ago, but Rebecca's uncle apparently has been in a openly gay relationship for 18 years at that time. So her own uncle is gay. And again, she has stated that she has evolved on this issue recently, but at the time she said, talking about the same-sex registry, not even same-sex marriage, this is a slippery slope. In addition to that, Clayfish said, at what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs? This is ridiculous. Biblically, again, I'm going to go right back to my fundamental Christian beliefs.
Oh, God.
Marriage is between one man and one woman.
But that's just one belief that you have, Christians. There's other people in this world who are not Christians that might have a different belief. And if we're talking about human rights, who are you to push your mythology onto everybody else? That is what's ridiculous, that you can actually claim your mythology as a justification for making human beings less than you.
Well, Dominic, even back then, Clayfish did apologize for, as she characterized it, her poor choice of words. And then her follow-up statement at that time, my comments are meant to relay my concern with redefining marriage. I never intended to sound insensitive.
And have sorry if you're offended.
Respect for all people. This article way back in 2010 said her uncle wasn't buying it, though. Anyways, here is what she said in June of 2021. Clayfish supports upholding access to birth control. Gay marriage is some fear a rollback. Pardon me, of those civil liberties. So, again, she has changed her tune substantially, but, you know, if it meant getting elected, she went fully embrace of a rigged election, and she knew better. She knows better.
They're so all going to do it. I mean,
she's going to turn with the political winds.
Yes, of course you will. That's what the GOP does. And anyone that thinks that is the right way to go, you just cannot trust them. You cannot trust what the GOP will do if they get their hands on any additional power. We saw what they did when their last guy was in the White House, 844.
Well, and also there was a Walker Clayfish administration here in the state of Wisconsin. We do have a track record to judge her by.
844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Dana from LAX, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dana. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, Devils. Can you marry a radio?
If I could, I would.
Crudy already has, man. He's consummated that deal.
I got a tramp stamp. Hey, does that count?
Listen. So I can't listen to you guys live anymore during the week because of my job. So I have to catch your replays when I can stream them when I'm at home or out and about with my phone. So I was listening to Thursday's show this weekend, and I heard a really big announcement from you, Crudy, and I was quite excited about it. Now I got a little, Michael Scottish and sometimes a little impulsive, and I decided to troll, the conspiracy whisperer here in La Crosse, you know, Mike, on Wisdom this morning. And, I warned him that, hey, you guys got some competition coming. You're going to have to step your game up. He seemed a little nervous, but he didn't know anything about it.
Well, that's
so
good, Dina. I will tell you.
Not unnecessarily trolling.
Well, not unnecessarily. You know, I actually sat next to that guy at a luncheon about 3 weeks ago in La Crosse. He was.
I remember. You told me.
He won some sort of award, like a Hall of Famer or something. Yeah. Something. Yeah. You know, if you sit in the chair long
like
enough.
A Rand Paul Award?
What's that?
I think it's
time and
given
grade?
Out by his own people. It's given out by his own people. You know, kind of like Rand Paul's optometry award he got from his own foundation.
It did come from the broadcaster, so consider the source. But I am a member, Dana, so, you know, not as bad as it used to be. But I can not confirm or deny the conspiracy theory. I can just tell you, my friend, you're on the right track.
Nice. Because I heard you mention his parent company, so I says,
now, let me ask you, Dana, if there was a radio station, let's say, in beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin, God's country up there, would you be able to listen to us live on the radio?
Not during work, because I'm on the phone during
work. So why do I need to buy a radio station in La Crosse for, man? You're not going to listen to us till the podcast. And just find
you
on the podcast.
And I'll get everybody else to listen. I'll get everybody else to listen.
There you go. That's why, man.
Hey, let me ask you one last question, Dana, while I got you on the phone.
Yeah, you bet.
On the corner of 3rd and Pearl Street in La Crosse currently, there's a vacancy down there. What used to be there?
I think
right
like
on the corner of 3rd and Pearl in La Crosse, there's a vacancy.
Yeah.
Could you see a little radio station on that corner? Wouldn't that
be
a sweet spot? I'm just saying.
Got big windows, or you can wave at everybody as they're walking by. They can wave at you or salute you.
Or give you the finger,
whatever. Right, we encourage all audience participation.
I'm not saying, Dana, but...
That's the thing. That's the thing about you guys. These local stations, I mean, this Mike Hayes guy this morning, he got set off because somebody called him out for, you know, cajoling the caller that came in with bad information about the Indiana shooting. And I called up and says, hey, you're wrong. It's everywhere because Mike really likes to rail the mainstream media. So he really got set off. I think they're nervous because they don't like any opposing opinions on that show. He says he welcomes it. But when someone does call that opposes, you can just hear him. He's eating at him.
Dana, our buddy in La Crosse, man. Watch the funny pages. That's all I got to say to you, man. That's all I got to say. Stick around. We got Native Roots Radio coming up next. And then the Paul Revere Show with our friend Mark Thompson. Doing it live in the Shaw. He's got a couple of guests coming down here. I've enjoyed my time in the Shaw tonight. And Dom broadcasted live from the County Fair, Waukesha County Fair, this Thursday. I'll be there. I hope you join me. Take you there. Devil's Advocates never sounded better on 540 AM.
Love again. It sounds like these time and time again.
Can we marry dogs?
Yes.
Get over it.